Well, obviously, it's quite actually dramatic, since there's been a push from the White House all along to try and cooperate with the Free Syrian Army. But his statement seems to indicate that there's a distinction between what the White House has wanted to do and what the U.S. military is prepared to do. General Dempsey, of course, for a long time, personally intervened to prevent any aid to any of the so-called insurgency groups, and it has led to a situation in which they have been fed by the usual suspects in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, Qatar. But the U.S. Has not, at least officially or publicly, given any direct support to them. Now, with General Allen's statements, I think that it's quite clear that they're drawing a line in the sand, that whatever happens in terms of this operation against ISIL, they're not going to try and encourage any groups which may indeed end up on the other side of the barricades after this is all over, against the United States, but will maintain independent operations.